So, I just want to welcome again, Stratton, to the Passion Behind the Art show. Reason why I said again, because we already tried to record this, and it didn't quite go as planned, so we're going to take another stab at it. All right, I really appreciate him taking the time out of his busy schedule to do this again with me. Not many people would do this, but I really appreciate it. So,
glad to be here, man.
Well, the first question is, when did you fall in love with music and at what age you were at that time?
So it had to have been when I was about 7 years old, and I listened to Nirvana the first time. So Kurt Cobain, it was the lead single, Smells Like Teen Spirit, that one really popular hit song. And it just kind of changed my perspective on music, because I always grew up looking and watching my dad play the guitar and everything. So listening to just music and stuff like that just really inspired me to pick up the guitar. So like I said, Nirvana was that band for me to do that. So it was pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I've heard of Nirvana. I think I've heard a couple songs from them, so I'm kind of familiar with it. So how long did it really take you to kind of catch on with the guitar and that kind of stuff?
Well, when I did first learn Nirvana, I learned this one tune called, like I said, Smells Like Teen Spirit. So it was just this little rhythm. So that was kind of fairly easy. So I wanted a little bit more of a challenge. So then you just, like typical people, when they learn the guitar, they learn classic rock tunes and stuff like Smoke on the Water and all those classic tunes and everything. So I eventually did that, and I really wasn't getting into like the lead guitar thing until later on, maybe when I was 13 years old. I was really like learning Eddie Van Halen stuff, like, you know, the song?
Yeah, I've heard
that one before. Guitar solo. Yeah, I learned that within a really quick period of time. I'm like, man, I really like playing lead guitar, so I just wanted to start shredding.
So are you like self-taught, or did you get like a teacher or whatever?
Well, that's a hard question to answer for me, because
I know you said your father plays guitar, so I know, I'm pretty sure he played a part in that.
Yeah, definitely. He plays guitar very, very, very well. So he showed me a lot of things when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So that was always nice, learning, having someone to show you something. Like a lot of people, they don't have like a blueprint of what to play. So yeah. I kind of learned some chords and just some riffs and stuff like that. And basically, I taught a lot of what I know to myself, because I've studied music theory and just music I listen to. So I kind of just picked up on it by listening a lot, using my ears to learn more than anything, and my knowledge of theory and stuff like that. So I've intertwined the two, and it basically helped me along my journey.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. All right. So the next thing is so when someone hears Stratton's music, what do you want them to feel?
So that's a good question, because regarding instrumental music and everything like that, there's no lyrics. So you kind of have your own perspective of it. So if you look at like a painting, like a Picasso painting, you're just going to have naturally your own perspective on it. So that's what I was really going for, is to have a certain perspective. When you listen to music, you just feel whatever you want to feel. So it's not like the lyrics are telling you how to feel, you know?
Totally understand. And at the end of the day, you kind of want someone to feel something.
Like, yeah. I generally want them to feel good, though.
Yeah, okay.
I want them to feel
And, you know, better. That's, like, you would think, like, everybody would think that, because I've spoken to musicians, and they've basically said, like, it doesn't even matter if they hate it or not. Like, I just want them to feel something. So the fact that you want to give good vibes, that kind of even changes how you play music in general.
Exactly. Good vibes. That's actually, I like how you said that, because sometimes when you play certain things, there's certain like scales and stuff that can not be good vibes, I guess. Right. And I've always tried to, when you're more aware of it, I guess, well, that was how it was for me. When I'm more aware of what I'm playing, it's really important to have a good vibe. So definitely looked into that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you understand, like a lot of times with my terminologies, like I'm always trying to help someone flesh out their ideas. So that's where I get like most of my terminologies, and being able to kind of combine certain aspects of people, because that's what I'm doing most of the time, helping people flesh out their ideas, because I got to design it at the end of the day.
So, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
it's really
cool. Yeah. So Who would you say? So we've learned about Nirvana. I know that Nirvana played a big part in you coming up, but what were your other influences and like your greatest support? Like when Stratton is down, who can you go to?
Music. This is already the first thing that comes to mind is Bach, the classical musician. I just love listening to classical music. Like I said, I really like Mozart and Beethoven. Those are my non-guitar influences. Those are the actual classical music influences. As far as guitar playing goes, I would definitely say there's like five main guys that I really like. So it'd be Yngwie Malmsteen, number one, of course. Number two would be Randy Rhoads from Ozzy Osbourne. He died in a plane crash, and he only made two albums with him. So I don't know. Those two albums just really had a huge impact on me. Number three, I would say Paul Gilbert. He's just a really great guitar player. Just love his work. Self-explanatory. And four, I'd say definitely Jimi Hendrix, man. I love Jimi Hendrix's playing. He's just a huge inspiration to me. Just overall, the feel and the vibe of his playing has just had a huge impact on me.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix is a pretty big name.
Yeah, I mean, I can't leave him out. He's just had so much of an impact on my guitar playing, and I just love his music in general, you know. Number five, let's see. I might have to dig deeper here. Buckethead. He wears a mask and a KFC bucket on his head. He's
I
just a
have to
really.
look that up. I
Hey,
never heard of him.
if you ever played Guitar Hero?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. It's a video game that came
Yeah, I
out
know
in
what
like.
Guitar Hero is. I just have never played it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I found out about Buckethead through Guitar Hero 2. There's a bonus track, and it was like the hardest song to play on there. And I still can't play it on the game. It's actually easier to play in real life than the game for me.
Oh, really? Why is
Yeah.
that?
I have no idea why they made that game so hard. Like on expert, you'd just be flying. It's like it's not real.
So it's like legit guitar playing.
No, it's just five buttons, really.
Oh,
You just
okay.
have
Gotcha.
just five buttons, and it's really harder than they made it to be.
Oh, gotcha. So, like, who you would say personally is like your support system? If it's one person, a couple people, like, would you say is your support system through this journey?
Through this journey, definitely would be like, say, my parents, just the support I get and everything. What I mean is from like the early on days,
Right, 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 right.
from a long time ago, because no one ever pushed me to do this. I was never pushed to it, which I think has helped a lot, because I think if my dad, say, pushed me to play guitar, maybe I wouldn't have been interested. So I think that was the best support my parents could have done, was just not push me to do it, even though that sounds weird.
You kind
But
of
I
just
think
let it flow, huh?
it really flowed. I spent a lot of time in my younger days playing the instrument, so I think it definitely just was better that. So, because when you get forced to do something, you kind of just want to be rebellious and do the opposite of it, of course. Well, I
Right.
did when I was younger. So, definitely, that's probably what it would be.
That's cool, man. And that's the same thing well, my mom at least, she kind of just she never kind of said, "Okay, I want you to grow up to do this or I want you to do that." She kind of just let the drawing flow to what I'm doing right now. So, I would say that's kind of the best way to kind of like see where your kid's passion is and just kind of not even force them into it, but kind of just let it flow into it. Let them enjoy it, because I think that's what happens a lot of times with people's passion. They kind of lose the opportunity to enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, it's not a passion anymore.
Exactly. You got to enjoy what you're doing. When you're
Right.
forced to do something, I think that can take away the fun. So, sort of, for me at least, could have, I think.
Right. So, what would you say is Stratton's greatest struggle? What time or what event happened that was a struggling time during this journey?
I would say learning digital audio workstations and really getting the hang of. Actually, this is another thing. This is what's weird, is being in front of a camera. Not like right now we're doing a live call, but when I'm actually, I just dropped a pic. But when you actually have like a camera in front of you, well, when I do it, when someone else is filming me, I have no issue. But when I film myself, because I'm an improviser, right? So it's hard to really catch my true improvisations on camera because I get so nervous when I'm doing it myself. So when that right when that red button hits or when you hit record, it just, oh, I hate the feeling, man. It's hard to overcome it, but I had to do it.
I think the cure to that is probably live. You see, like right now we're doing this. Once you're live, and especially you're relying on someone else, it's like all bets are off. You have no choice but to kind of just go with it. All right.
Exactly. Especially too when I make videos. This is what I like too, though. I've always tried to make it my videos sound more raw and stuff. I don't like overproducing things, and I like it to be sort of the real thing. So I like to catch my improvisations on camera. So I try to forget about the camera is basically what I'm trying to say. I try to just hit record and just forget that it's even on. That's the best advice I could have gave myself about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I totally understand. So what programs are you working with your producing and stuff like that?
I use a Logic Pro X. I just made a transition from Reaper. That's why I even brought that up, is because making the transition was a little bit hard mentally for me because I was so used to one program that it just – for some reason, the odds were going against me for like the first week or two. They didn't want to work with me. I don't know why. They just.
So you said, would you say you have it pretty down pat right now?
Yeah, now. And yeah, it took about a month to really get used to it. Just, I don't know. There's just weird things that I didn't know about with the program. It just didn't seem to make sense in the beginning. But now that you get used to it, you mentally becomes second nature for you, or for me at least, it mentally becomes second nature. Sorry about that.
And the thing is, depending on who you talk to, a month could be a real short time.
Yeah, a month is a short time, actually. That's the thing, though. I was working so much this last month, or what is it, November now? Mm-hmm. This month, I've been working a lot on making new music and stuff, so I think that had to do a lot with it, just putting in my hours with the program mainly.
All right. So before we get straight and start shredding, what advice would you give to either an up and coming musician or just musicians in general? What advice you have for them out there?
The best advice I could give you, or any musician I should say, is play from the heart and play with feeling. Don't really just try to play what someone else wants you to play, basically. Play what you feel that you want to play and what feels right to you. Don't play what doesn't feel right. And just be yourself when it comes to making music, because that's the best music, is honest music. And when it comes from the heart, I think that it shows in the music.
I like that. The best music is honest music. I'm going to jot that quote down and tag your name to it. The best music is honest music. I like that.
Sometimes right. When I say things, they may just pass by. That's kind of cool. I don't even hear myself talking when I just say these kind of things. That's a good quote. Well,
without further ado, let's hear it.
I'm gonna put the camera angle. Okay.
Nice. I love the guitar. I've attempted to learn the keyboard, but it hasn't worked out. My younger brother, he plays guitar. So I'm pretty, you know, into the music.
Keyboard too, man. Keyboard's my favorite. If I didn't play guitar, I would honestly spend most of my time playing keyboard, just because I love that instrument so much.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of like, it's like a, every instrument is on there. So basically, you could practically do almost anything with a keyboard.
Exactly. But what's cool, though, is it's not very hard for me to translate the guitar thing to the keyboard, because when I know how to, like, since I studied music theory and things like that, it's kind of easy just to hear out the scales that I'm playing and hear out the intervals of what I'm doing, and it just kind of translates a little easier. It's just what mainly is harder is the technical side of actually making it happen, but as far as knowing what I want, that's definitely an easy part for me on the keyboard. But playing it is sort of a different thing. I just need to get better at actually technically playing it, you know.
Okay, cool. All right, so you want to talk about what you got going on? We could start linking it up and sharing it.
So what I've got going on. So yesterday I released a video about the new competition that I'm hosting. Patrick Huebschmann and I have teamed up to give away all six of these handcrafted plectrums right here. So they're pretty cool. They're all handmade. It takes them a very long time to make them.
Is that glow in the dark?
This one is right here. This one is. When you put that one under light, you maybe will see it. I don't know. But yeah, we're giving away the string muter too. So it takes them a really long time to make this stuff. So it's really great stuff. So we're doing a huge giveaway. I made a backing track, and basically they're going to do a solo over it. And whoever we think deserves to win, or we're just going to send this out. Well, I'm going to mail it to their house or wherever their address is.
That sounds cool, man. That sounds cool. So I'll definitely link it up and let everybody know, whoever could compete, to get involved. Does it have to be guitarists or?
Really, it doesn't have
to. Well, I mean, you're giving away guitar stuff, so I'm guessing, Daryl, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really care either way. If you want to play piano or sing in the backing track, go ahead. I don't really mind. As long as it's musical, why not?
Sounds good. Well, Stratton, man, I mean, I tell you, I really appreciate you taking the time out to do this again, man. You have no idea how much that means to me.
No problem, man. It's a pleasure, man.
All right, so I'm going to let you get to the rest of your day. Thanks again for everything. Blessings, man.
All right, man. Talk soon.
All right.
Take care, man.